Matthew chapter 24. May I have a reader, please?
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple.
Yes.
And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Read it again.
Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another.
Amen.
That shall not be thrown down.
Hallelujah. We understand that from our teachings from the past couple of weeks now, that temple is us. The Bible says you are the temple of God. He is actually prophesying about the end times. As Paul stated before, there is a falling away first. There's your temple. There's the stones scattered, not one upon another. Okay, remember, you are the temple of God. Not temples. He said singular, temple of God. Yeshua also said, destroy this temple. Remember that? And what? In 3 days, he will do what? Raise it up again. But the people thought he was talking about that building, didn't they? The scripture says, no, he was not talking about that building. He was talking about his what? His body. And what are you? His body. You get it? The body of Christ. All right. And so what does he say? Go ahead and cause destruction. Go ahead and cause confusion. Go ahead and try to kill, destroy. Alrighty, but guess what? I'm a carpenter, and in 3 days or 3,000 years, okay, around that time period, what I'm going to do? Raise it up again. That's why he is doing this right now. He is gathering us. He is building us back together. We are collectively coming back to Torah all over the world. The body of Messiah coming back together, and he's actually doing it. He is the one that's opening up your eyes. Not someone you've read on YouTube or something you read from the Bible yourself. No, no, no. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has opened up your eyes and our heart and your ears to understand and allow this truth to come in. Because remember, we've been reading this Bible since we were in traditional Christianity. It just was not revealed to us. You know what else? Why weren't they? Why didn't they see it? Because God chose not to show it and to reveal it to everyone. A select people are chosen. Don't take it for granted. It'd be a horrible thing, you know, for people to come and grab hold of the Torah and they're like, oh, wow, yes, 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 I enjoy this. Oh, yes, this is good. But then they flip and they're still doing the same thing. Traditional Christian. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with going to church on Sunday. Please don't misunderstand what I'm talking about. But I'm saying when you hold that superior over God's Shabbat, that's when you have a problem. When, like the Bible says, take your foot off of it. You're putting your foot on God's Sabbath. He says, call it a delight, but you call Sunday a delight. There's even songs that talk about it. Oh, son, I can't wait to get to church on Sunday, something. I'm going to really praise the Lord, something. All right. Also, we've seen movies. I've watched the Andy Griffith Show that said, oh, we're getting ready to do this on the Sabbath. But guess what day that was? That was Sunday. They call it Sunday the Sabbath. Where is that? What? Who? What? When? Where? How? All right, because there's nowhere in Scripture. Again, Roman Catholic Church, they're the ones who instituted that. All right, it's in their encyclopedia. Anyway, Yah is gathering his folks. When we take and we put Sunday over Sabbath, which is a tradition of men, we make void God's commandments. So that is, he's opened up your heart, your eyes, our hearts to understanding his word. His law is not done away with. Yeshua never said, I'm doing away with the law. He said, don't think that I've come to do away with it. Again, yet we teach he's done away with it. Again, that's called contradicting the Lord who saved us. We are contradicting him. And instead of what he said, we're doing another. In other words, that's called anti. Alrighty. That's the spirit of Antichrist changing what God had already said. I want to go back to this. Matthew chapter 24. He says, one stone shall not be upon another. Who was reading that for me? All right, continue on, please.
3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be?
All right, one quick pause right there. Remember where you are. Again, more prophecy, more prophetic teaching there, unless he gives you the eyes to see it. Right after he said all of these things about the temple, about us, the great falling away, the Bible says what he's going to do next. He's going to return. And where does the Bible tell us he will return? on the Mount of Olives. And what's the very next verse? And he sat down. Where? On the Mount of Olives. You got to be putting me on. He is incredibly amazing. But that's Abba. That's our Father, all right? He has so many awesome golden nuggets in there for those that he allowed to see it. So he's revealing it. Okay, let's keep going here. Please continue.
And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
Yes.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ.
All right.
And shall deceive many.
Hallelujah. Read that part again. Take heed.
Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name.
How many?
Many.
Many shall come in my name. What are they going to say?
I am Christ.
They're going to admit that Jesus is the Christ. They're going to say, oh, yes, Jesus is God. They're going to be preachers preaching right over the pulpit, just like this. Oh, he is the great Yeshua, Jesus, whatever, Jesus, depending on the time and era. All righty, because back a long time ago, they used to say Jesus, all righty, before there was the letter J. All right, so people were preaching Jesus. Absolutely, he saved us. He died for our sins and all of this. But they will also bring in some mixed truth as well. They would bring in error. And they would mislead, ultimately deceive the people. So again, Yeshua says, take heed, be careful that no man do what?
Deceive
you, cause you to error from the truth. We discussed that meaning of that word before, last week. All right, continue.
And shall deceive many.
Mm-hmm.
For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Hallelujah. I like again where he says many are going to what? Be deceived, right?
Yeah.
And shall deceive many. Deception means to pull you from the truth, cause you to walk in error. But you're supposed to know Christ still. Which makes me think of automatically when he said many, there's that same many right there, that many that were deceived are going to come to him in that day saying, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this? Remember, they called him Lord. All right. So they were not strangers. They were deceived. There's the many that were deceived. All righty. Many will come to me in that day. Saying, Lord, didn't I do this? Didn't I do that in your name? Didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I raise the sick? Visit, you know, the homeless, all whatever you want to say. Cast out demons, my golly. That's some power. You know, we would, if somebody walked in here and somebody came in possessed, oh, they got the Holy Spirit. Oh, he's working through them. Where's your church? Sad, but true. And that what happened? These people cast out demons. And what did Yeshua say about that? He said, I never knew you. What? You workers of lawlessness. They put the word iniquity, but that means you that are without the Torah. How did you become without the Torah? Because you were deceived. You erred from the truth. What is truth? Thy law is the truth. I'm sorry I have to keep going over that, but this is very important. This is what we've been deceived for so many years. I mean, seriously, guys, you know, this is not just one time you got it. Okay, we don't have to discuss it anymore. No. There are many struggling right now in here with that. And we need to get it in our hearts. All right, because the time is going to come. And it's coming sooner than later. Please continue.
And you shall hear of wars and rumor of wars.
Mm-hmm.
See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass.
Must come to pass.
But the end is not yet.
Amen.
For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places.
Mm-hmm.
All these are the beginning of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall they deliver you up to the afflicted,
mm-hmm.
and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another.
Once again, guys, this goes back to the Maccabees. The story of the Maccabees. All righty. They were letting the Grecians know, hey, I have a father or my mother or, you know, my brother or my sister. They're still practicing Torah. They're secretly keeping the Sabbath. They would do that. They would inform on family members. And what would they do? They would come in there and execute those people. And then that person that informed would get a reward. It'd be in the king's good graces. All right. A lot of people would do that to get positions in their churches. The temple, you know, they would inform, they would tell, they would. Yeah. Oh, I'll do this. I'll get the people to turn from this. I'll get them to start eating pork. I'll get them to start worshiping another day. I'll get them to start practicing these Grecian god days, you know, Ishtara and all of that. And they would get positions to teach the people, and the people would follow it because they have the outward appearance of righteousness. All right. So unfortunately, that's why we are in the mess that we're in right now. That's why we have multiple denominations. Alrighty, that's why we've been confused for all these years. But Baruch Hashem, his word, Yahshua, the living word, is true. He said he would gather us together. He said after 3 days, he would raise us up. And guys, he's doing that. He's doing that even now. All right, where are we in that spectrum? I don't know. We could be at the very end. We could be somewhere near the middle. I don't know. But the point is, he's gathering his people. All right. This is not brand new. We've been taught, too, that the end times happened. It's happening now. But the Bible told us it happened back then when they started. That was the beginning of the end of days. All right. The end times. Scripture says it. It gives us those words. All right. We want to continue here.
Verse 11. Mm-hmm. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
Mm-hmm.
And because iniquity or lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Hallelujah. There's that word again, iniquity, Greek number 458. All right. It says, and because iniquity shall what?
Abound.
Meaning that's what's dominant. All righty. What's that word iniquity mean? Lawlessness without God's Torah. What did he say next? Because iniquity, lawlessness will abound what?
The love of many shall wax cold.
Verse 13 says,
but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
All right. The he that what?
Shall endure.
Mm-hmm.
Unto the end.
I like how they put that word, that shall endure. They put all three of those words, that shall endure, is the Greek number 5278. People with those buttons and those numbers, please look that up real quick. The Greek number 5278.
It says to stay under.
Mm-hmm.
To remain,
mm-hmm.
Undergo, to bear trials,
mm-hmm.
To persevere, have fortitude, to endure.
I like remain. Oh, there's the word. I was looking for the patient. All right. I was looking for the patient. All righty. Notice what this says. But he that is patient unto the end, or remains in patience. We're going to watch what patience is in a moment. You're going to see. All right. He says, those that endure or hold their ground, stand still, remain, those shall be saved. Want to look at this again, going back to verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the what?
The love of many shall wax cold.
Again, what is the law of love? Keeping his commandments. That's why it says, because iniquity will abound, that is, loving God, what's going to happen? The love of many is going to wax cold. Remember, exactly, because the love is keeping God's commandments. Even Paul tells us, owe no man nothing, but what?
Love.
But to love. Because what? Love does what? Fulfill the Torah, fulfills the law. Remember my plaque that I had up here? How to love God? The law of love, the law of love. How many of you have ever heard of the law of love? How do you love God? How do you love man? The scriptures tell us the way you love God is the first four commandments. First four commandments teaches you how to love God. The last six, the number of man, teaches you how to love man. Hence the law of God, the law of man. Love God with all your heart, mind, body, soul, strength. There's the first four. And what? Love your neighbor as yourself. Yeshua said, on these two hang what? All the law and the commandments. Everything's right there. All right? Because if you love God, you're going to do what he said. I found something to be interesting when I was doing a study this week regarding love and all of this, right? Love is the test. Love is a test.
Love is a test.
Think about it. His commandments is the test. He says, if you love me, what are you going to do?
Keep my my commandments.
Love is the test. So if you love God, you're going to keep his commandments. That's your test. That's the only way you can show that you love God. You can't show him by coming to service. You can't show him because people can come and not even really care. People can come just out of tradition. You know, people come a couple times a year. All right. No, that's not. No. If you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. That's your test. I want to keep going here. Where were you? All right.
And that he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations.
Mm-hmm.
And then shall the end come.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what Jesus said? Do you think he knows what he's talking about?
Yes.
He says, and this gospel and this good news shall be preached to all the nations. And then the end shall come. Did he say nations? He didn't actually say nations, or am I making that up? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you are awesome. It has to go to all the nations because that's where Israel is. Hold on. We'll see it in a second. Now, Israel will grab hold of God's Torah. They will come and return to God's Torah. That's why it has to go out throughout all the world. We've been deceived. All right. But again, he said, I'm going to gather you from all nations, and we are all going to return to God's Torah. All right, let's go and let's look at some more of this stuff. Let's look at this. Let's go to 1 John. I want to just remind you of this. We're talking about the spirit of Antichrist and deception. First, go to 1 John chapter 2. Please forgive me if I go fast. I will post this up on the web, just like last week's is posted up on the website as well. Please excuse the quality. It's horrible, but you know, you might be able to make it through it. 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 19. Are we there?
Little children, mm-hmm. It is the last time.
It is the what?
Last time.
No, he's talking about end times, guys. That's just another word letting you know end times. All right, continue.
As you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time.
Uh-huh.
They went out from us.
They went out from where?
Us.
Okay, again, remember, where is this going to come from? Us. They're going to be right here in the church, not the world. All right? We are not, it's not going to be someone from the world. It's going to be us, because we're going to bring blasphemy. We're going to be teaching error, all righty? We're going to come with mess that is not true, heresy, all right? That's why it's going to come from us. All right, what he just said, let no man deceive you. Remember he said, many are going to come in my name saying I am Christ, all right? Not that that person's saying that they're Jesus Christ. No, not at all. No, they're going to be acting, they're going to be teaching Christ, but they're going to be bringing error. All righty? Like he said, remember he even used the word false prophets? Oh, is that somebody in the world? No, he's talking about people of the faith of this book. All right. So that's what we have to be on guard for. All right. People trying to get you to go with Easter and all these other things. All right. Contradicting the Lord that bought them. Continue, please.
They went out from us, mm-hmm. but they were not of us.
Say that part again.
They went out from us, but they were not of us.
So all believers are not believers. Is that what you're saying?
What did you say?
They went out from us, but they were not all what?
Of us.
Does that sound familiar to anyone? Romans chapter 9, verse 6 through 8. Listen to this, guys.
Not as though the word of God have taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel.
Pause. Just let that say a lot for a moment. They are not all Israel who are of Israel. They came out, they were once with us, but they didn't stay with us. Remember what we just read earlier? They weren't really of us. Remember that? All right. Remember it? You making sense from earlier? All right. All right. Read it again, please.
So, not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel.
Please hear that. Please hear it. Keep going.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But
stop right there. Neither are they of the seed of Abraham all considered to be all children. Remember what I said earlier? And some of you went, well, what in the world? That's crazy. You hear that? That's heresy. It's right there in your Bible. You see? It's right there. And it's been there all this time. All right? Read that part of God, Abraham.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children.
Mm-hmm.
But in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. But in whom? In Isaac. Not Ishmael. But in Isaac, the secret is Isaac was the child of promise. Okay? That's why Peter says, the promise is unto you. Not only to you, but he says also to those that are scattered abroad. You see that? He's talking about in the four corners of the world, man. And when was that done? Pentecost. When the Bible says, ooh, we're going to look at it yourself. You're going to see this for yourself. Let's keep going. Just give me that little bit again and continue.
So neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children.
Mm-hmm.
But in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Mm-hmm. Let me know when you get to verse 8.
That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God.
Read that again, please, because somebody needs to hear that 80 times. But just read it one more time.
That is, they which are the children of the flesh.
Those that are children of flesh, meaning, oh, my mother was Israel, my father was this, or my mother, or my... No. Read your scriptures. What does it say? Read it one more time, sir.
So that is, they which are the children of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
These are not the children of God.
Oh, that's a hard pill to swallow for some people. That is so hard to swallow, but it's the truth. That's that two-edged sword you're feeling. It's trying to surgically remove the cancer and heal you at the same time. That is deceit we've been taught. All right? It's right there. Oh, there. Oh, look, there. They're Jewish. They're Jewish. Oh, well, that's the people of the Bible. And guess who's saying that? A saved person filled with the Holy Ghost. You're the real one. What in the world? But because of deception, you've taken a back seat when you are the actual one. I like to, because of time, I can't really break it all down, but it's like the prodigal son. This whole thing is similar to the prodigal son. That's a really good, I'll have to do that sometime, all right? Continue, sir.
That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God.
All right.
But the children of the promise,
mm-hmm,
are counted for the seed.
There you go. All right. The children of promise, for the promise is unto you. All righty. Let's go to Galatians. He's going to echo it again. Paul is going to echo it again in Galatians. That whole book of Galatians is about people who wanted to be Israel, so they would go through the man-made traditions and steps versus believing what Yeshua did. All right? When he's actually, you are a part of Israel, but you're looking for approval from men. All right? Which is a problem that we have. And it makes me question, do we really believe what Yeshua said? But we'll believe that when we give them money and let them draw some blood. Now you feel you're really a part of Israel now. But when Messiah did the blood for us on the cross and brought us in, that's like, I'm a believer. I don't know if I'm Israel. You know, I'm just a Gentile. That's them. They're the one. No, guy, that's you. All right. Once again, continuing, please. Read Galatians chapter 4, verse 28.
Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise.
Stop. Did you hear that? Now we, brethren, somebody say we.
We.
Brethren, are the what? As Isaac was. You see, he's telling you that's who you are. You are who that promised. You are Israel. All right. Not about flesh, but a promise. And who made that promise? God. God did. Not by the will of man, not by the will of flesh, were you a part of Israel, but by the power of God. He gave you that power to become sons and daughters of God. Let's look at some more. Let's go to Acts, please. Chapter 2, verse 38 through 39.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off.
Did you hear that? All that are afar off, meaning not here, scattered all over the world.
To all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Did you hear that? Amen. Who's going to do the calling? God is, not a man. Not come to this place and then pay this money and then the rabbi will tell you, now you're Israel. Take some tests and like that and now suddenly, nope. Let's go to Romans once again. Romans chapter 2. Are we there? Yes. Okay, verse 28 through 29.
For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly.
Pause. Just let that soak in your mind. This is the Bible, not David. Okay? This is your Bible. What does it say again?
For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly.
What does that mean? If you are consider yourself to be a Jew because of this, that, and the other, or my mother, or my father, or my sister, my whatever, I was a proselyte, 500 years ago, my father's whatever was a proselyte, and they converted to Judaism. Hence, from that point on, all of us have been Jews. All right? So, no. He says, a Yahudim is not one outwardly. That's in your Bible. Read it again.
For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly.
Period. What else does it say?
Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. You hear what he's talking about? Just because you get circumcised doesn't mean you're a part of the family. Now, you can be a part of the fleshly family. You know, the world version of, the man, which is not with Christ. Sure, go ahead, have at it. But you are not the children of God, nor are they. All right? Because that scripture just tells there's only one way, and that is through Messiah. If they are not accepting Messiah, then they're not. Period. I don't care how much Torah you know or how much you feel you're holy. No. What does the scripture say? Unless we're calling the New Testament lies. Period. Keep going.
But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly.
Mm-hmm.
And circumcision is that of the heart.
Say that again.
And circumcision is that of the heart.
Did you hear that? All right. Something has to happen on the inside. All right. That's what the prophet told about David. Remember? He says, man, look on the outward. But God does what? You see that? That's where it is. That's where it counts. That's where it matters. Not your outward appearance. Even Yeshua echoed the same thing. Outwardly, you look like this, but inside, you're sepulchers, dead man's bones. You dress up the outward, but on the inside, you're wrong. He called those folks children of the devil. He says, your father is Satan. These are, people in the temple, man. You think Yeshua, nobody was talking about, or was he crazy? All right. So again, what was the last word you read?
And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter.
Hallelujah.
Praise is not of man.
There it is.
But of God.
There it is. There it is. You see that? There it is. It's all God doing, folks. You want to be a child of God? He has to circumcise your heart. Guess what? He told this to Israel a long time ago. Let's check it out. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, because my time is running out and I want to get this done.
Oh, that there were such an heart.
Read just a few passages before. We said, all that the Lord has said, that will do.
Go ahead. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people.
Listen closely.
Which they have spoken unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
They have well said all that they have spoken.
Stop right there. He's making reference to when Moses presented God's word. And he said, the people said, all that the Lord had said, we'll do. That was awesome. You know, it was like a betrothal sort of. All that the Lord has said, that will do. Oh, whatever. You know, we say it, you know, in Christianity. If Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Another lie, Israel. Israel is so consistent, you know. She is consistent, you know, because she lied then, and she's lying today, you know. That's what we used to all say. We used to say it in our church, you know. Whatever, you know, whatever the Lord Jesus said, that settles it. I don't care. Jesus says, "Don't think I came to do away with the law." Cricket, 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 cricket. All right. So once again, what was that again, sir?
Which they have spoken unto me, they
mm-hmm.
have well said all that they have spoken.
All right, keep going.
Oh, that there were such an heart.
Listen to God's heart cry. This is Yah speaking. His. He says, all that they said was well. That's good. I'm glad. That's nice. That's nice. That was really good. Oh, if they only had a heart in them, that they would what?
Fear me
mm-hmm.
and keep all my commandments.
See that? See that? Yah wanted. Listen, God is incredible, guys. He's actually saying what he's going to do. He says, oh, if they only had a heart to do my commandments. Meaning, if that was your joy, if that was your delight, you know, you may not be perfect, but the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You see, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us what? Our sin. What is sin? Transgression of that very law that he's going to put in our hearts. See, he's made ways for us. He doesn't want us to say, oh, no, it's done away with. You see, he's going to forgive us because he knows. All right. That's why he came and died for us. But don't reject it. Don't contradict him. All right. Antichrist, anti-Messiah is someone that is saying something contrary to what Messiah has said. Messiah says, hey, I didn't come to do away with the law. But then somebody else will get up close to the pulpit and say, you know, the law is done away with. But didn't he just say he didn't? Didn't he also say heaven and earth will pass away first? Isn't heaven and earth still here? So apparently it's not done away with. Somebody's lying. And scripture says, you know, let man be a liar, not God. You know, God is not a liar. Man is a liar. God is true. All right. What was that again?
So that it might be well with them.
Mm-hmm.
With their children forever.
Hallelujah. All righty. So God is like, I want to do something with their heart. Oh, if they had a heart in them. Let's jump to real quick. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Moshe knew something. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 6, please. Are you getting tired of reading? You're okay? All right.
And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart.
Whoa.
And the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God.
Whoa.
With all thine heart.
Whoa.
And with all thy soul.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
That's the Shema.
Yeah.
That's what Yeshua said to the people. What is the greatest commandment of all? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. All right? When you love God and love your neighbor, you fulfill the law. Isn't that amazing? How do you fulfill the law? By love. How do you love? Just like that. Love God, love man. All right? He says what? Yah will do what? Circumcise your heart. He's going to cause us to do what? Have a desire for his commandments. He's going to put it in your heart, and that's all you're going to be. That's going to be your joy. You're going to love. You know, you're going to, wow. And look what happened here. He prophesied. Because what happened in Jeremiah 31 and 31? I'm going to put my law in their hearts. There it is again, fulfillment. Again, what is that promise? For the promise is unto you. What promise? That he's going to put it in our hearts. The Holy Spirit, what's the job of the Holy Ghost? To lead us, guide us into what? All truth. What is truth? the law is the truth. There it is again. It's going all right back to that in our hearts. All right. Let's keep going here. Jump to John chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him.
Everybody familiar with that, right? It's talking about Yeshua. Keep going.
And the world knew him not.
Mm-hmm.
He came unto his own.
Stop. Now, right there where he says, and he came unto his own. This is just me. Because, you know, he could be talking about the Yahudim, but I don't look at it like that myself. When he says he came to his own, he's talking about his creation. Who made us? He did. All things were made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. He's the one who made us all. He came to his own. And what happened?
His own received him now.
Hallelujah. Keep going.
But as many as received him.
Ha! Listen.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
See that?
Even to them that believe on his name.
Hallelujah. You see that? Now, sons of God. Daughters are included, of course. All right. Now, listen. It's because it's not there, does that mean women are not included? Absolutely not. You see that? Just because he... Never mind. I'm not going there. Let's keep going. But absolutely. Women are included too.
Yeah.
All right. That's why women can wear tzitzit, even though it says Israel, right? Because you are Israel. Let's keep going, please. All right.
Which were born not of.
Listen, this is important. This goes back to people thinking, oh, you know, this is a Jew because why? He's one outwardly. Nope. Listen to what he says. Look who are the children of God. He's getting ready to tell you these are the people who can become the children of God. We read earlier, you're not a child of God because of blood, because of, you know, nope. You got to be one of the promise. All right. Now read that again, what it says.
Which were born not of blood.
So that means it's not about your bloodline. So throw that out. Okay, truth be known, man, Israel's mixed in all kinds of blood now. Guys, I don't want to go there right now, but it's not about flesh. It's not about skin. It's not about who your grandparents were or who or your bloodline. He's telling you right now, not about blood. Isn't that right? Please read it again.
Which were born not of blood.
Listen.
Nor of the will of the flesh.
The will of the flesh. You know, oh, I want to become a Jew. Let me go pay and get circumcised. And now you're, okay, now you're circumcised. Now you're part of the family. Wrong. Nope. That's not how you become one. Keep reading.
Nor of the will of man.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Of God.
Hallelujah. Period. Mm-hmm. Period. Folks aren't going to know. They're not going to accept you. They didn't accept Messiah. No, of course not. It's all right. He just said they came to his own. They didn't receive him. So, no. I got some more proof for you. All right. But, you know, and if you still feel that you're not Israel, I can't, you know, I can't help you because God is not allowing your ears to be open for some reason. Maybe maybe you're not ever going to be, or maybe he doesn't want it to be revealed to you right now. Maybe later. I don't know, you know, but if you still are not getting it and you're still deceived, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Let's go to John chapter 11, verses 49 through 52.
And one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them.
Now, I need you to understand this. That Caiaphas guy, he was not a believer. Okay? He was the high priest. All right. But guess what? The Holy Spirit spoke through him.
Yep. Sure did.
So all those people who think, you know, God can only speak through certain people, you see it right there. God even spoke through a donkey. Remember the donkey? Yeah. He can speak through. I was going to say something, but I don't want to say it. Through any donkey. I'm not going to call it the J. Jack, right? I'm not going to talk about Jack, but, you know, he can speak through anybody.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, continue, sir.
So,
Caiaphas be the high priest, that senior said unto them,
listen,
ye know nothing at all,
mm-hmm.
nor consider that it is expedient for us
mm-hmm.
that one man should die for the people.
You hear that?
And that the whole nation perish not.
You hear that?
Yes.
You hear that? All right. Keep going.
And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation.
Keep reading.
And not for that nation only.
Oh!
But that also he should gather together.
Listen.
In one.
Uh-huh.
Children of God that were scattered abroad.
Hallelujah. Guys, if you're still not getting it, I don't know what to do. I don't know. So he's going to gather again the children of who? God. Where? Scattered all abroad. They were not right there all in Israel, guys. Contrary to what people believe, no. We were scattered all over the world. We lost our identity. But the promise, that's why Peter says, the promise is unto you and to those who are far off. Alrighty, the promise is that he's going to gather us. You got to read the prophets. Read Jeremiah. Read Isaiah. Alright, talks about Ezekiel. Talks about gathering us from the four corners of the world where we were scattered. Alright, Hosea is awesome with it. Alright, let's keep going here. Jump to Matthew, please. Matthew 7, verse 21. Matthew 7, verse 21.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven,
mm-hmm.
but he that doeth the will of my Father,
mm-hmm.
which is in heaven.
We hear that. Mm-hmm. When he says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, who is the me? Who is me? Yeshua, Jesus. So everybody that's saying Jesus, Jesus, oh, we love you, Jesus. We adore, they're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Except what? Those that do the will. I'm not making this up, folks. Don't look at me cross-eyed. Look at Jesus cross-eyed. Those are his words, not mine. Please read it again, sir.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord.
Again, who says unto Jesus, calls him Lord? Yes! Buddhists don't do it. Hare Krishnas don't do it. Muslims definitely don't. You know? No, it's us. So who is he talking to? He's talking to us. That's couple said that many are going to come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this, that, and the other? And he's going to say what? Nope. Because why? Why? You workers of lawlessness. Now look, he just said these people who are going to come to him, many of them are not going to be in because of they don't do the will of my Father. So when you do the will of the Father, you're actually doing the Torah. You see the connection? Yep. Let's prove it. Let's go to Psalm, please. Psalm chapter 40 and verse 8. These are the people that are the real Israel, the ones that do God's commandments. Psalm 40 and verse 8.
I delight to do thy will.
Thy what? Thy what?
Will.
Thy will. Okay, keep going.
Oh my God, yea, thy law is within my heart.
Did you hear that? So the will of God is that his Torah will what? Be in our heart. Isn't that what he said? Oh, if they had a heart to do what I want. Didn't he say, I'm going to circumcise their heart so that they will. That's God's will for us to walk in his Torah. Just like Yeshua did. Just like Yeshua did. That's why, guys, it's simple, but it's not. The Bible says Yeshua came to save his people from their lawlessness, from their sin, from their transgression of law. It's amazing. All right. This is all about love. This is the love test, man. All right. What's the test of love? Keeping his commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. These are those that love me, those that keep my word. Yeshua said the exact same thing. All right. Go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 12. Okay. Please read 12, verse 46 through 50. Go ahead.
While he yet talked to the people.
Yes.
Behold, his mother.
Who? His mother, which are Jews, right? And what else? His brothers, which are Jews, yeah.
Stood without desiring to speak with him.
Jesus, come here, brother. We want to see you. Come here, son. Come on. You're shaming us. Keep going.
Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to speak with thee.
Uh-huh.
But he answered and said unto him that told him,
listen,
who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples,
mm-hmm,
and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
Amen.
If you are, you can't get past that, I don't know. It's clear as a bell. You are not Israel of God, the children of God, unless you have Yahshua is the, don't forget, Yahshua is the Torah personified. He is the Word embodiment. He is, Bible says, the Word became flesh. And guess what happened? He's also right here in your heart. The Bible calls, he says, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ. So when you receive the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, all right, you're receiving Yeshua. You're receiving the Torah. That's who you are. All right, real quick, only a few minutes left. There's another one. I think it's Ecclesiastes. I may be wrong, but I think it's Solomon who said, here's the whole duty of man. Is Ecclesiastes? Yeah. It says to love God and fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Wow. Okay, keep going here. Go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. We read this last week, but there's a reason why I want you to see this. So we understand that a Jew is not a Jew outwardly, right? We understand it has to be something to deal with the circumcision of the heart, right? And these circumcision, like he says, not the will of man, or no glory to man but God. He says it's going to be, this is called the circumcision without hands. All right? Because God's going to circumcise your heart. That's without hands. So please read this. There is just not enough time. John 14, right?
Yes.
Oh, Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. Go ahead and read that. And then we're going to come right back to John.
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and it has not denied my name.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience.
What?
The word of my patience.
What's that P word again?
Patience.
Ah, did you hear that? You have kept the word of what? My patience, or patience. Let's look here.
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience.
Uh-huh.
I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
But because you're keeping God's commandments, see, the patience, guess what that means? That means you're not going to be tripped up. He's going to keep you from it. You're going to see the deception and recognize it. Does that make sense? All right. That's how he's going to keep you, because you're keeping his word. Alrighty, let's keep going. You're going to be able to recognize, like Paul said, use this scriptures for instruction in righteousness. Look at Revelation 14:12.
Here is the patience.
Listen, there it is again. That's the same Greek word. Here is the patience. Go ahead.
Here is the patience of the saints.
What is it?
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Amen. Done. Because you kept his patience. What is it connected to? Having the faith in Jesus Christ and keeping the commandments of God. All right? Please run real quick to John chapter 14. I can't finish this. I'm going to have to more than likely close it here. Maybe able to squeeze one more out. All right. John 14, verse 19 through 24. Okay? John 14, verse 19 through 24. Okay, now hold on. Before you go, listen, read this. Remember we just read in Revelation, he says, these people say they are Jews, but are not. And then he said in another one, I wrote it down, but I just didn't take you there. Revelation chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 talks about the same thing. Those that say they are Jews, but are not. They're actually of the synagogue of Satan, the church of Satan. Okay? Now, again, he says those that say they are Jews, but are not. Okay? He says they lie. So what is this saying again? There are people who say they are Jews, but they are really not Jews, according to God. You hear what I just said? Now, you can say you're a Jew all day. You can do all these different things and say you're a Jew, have everything, every outward, looks, oh, wow, look, he's to everything, complexion and everything, all right? But no, they are not Jews. Why? Because they have not had the circumcision of the heart. They have not accepted Messiah. Remember, Yeshua gives you the power to become sons and daughters of God. All righty? You are not a child of God unless you have the spirit of Messiah. Period. I don't care. We just read, we spent all this day talking about how you become that. Who are these people? We've been reading it all day. It has to be something done by God, not by a man, not by blood, not who your mother, your father, great, whatever. Nope. Nah, it's all about the spirit and the power of God doing that. Messiah's sacrifice. All right. Now, again, someone has that scripture, Revelation 2. Revelation, we're going to get there. He's holding that one. But I want that Revelation 2, 8 and 9 real quick. Someone, anybody out here, just you stay there with Revelation 2, verse 8 and 9.
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Hallelujah. Again, listen to what this is. A Jew is not a Jew outwardly. A Jew is one inwardly. Okay? Now, we understand that. Again, he says, I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Yah praisers. Because remember, that's what Jew means. The word Yahudi means a Yah praiser. You got to go back to Leah when she named Judah. All right. Judah, his name means I would now praise Lord. Praise Yah. All right. That's why you are called a Jew. You are a Yah praiser. You praise and you glorify God. All right. But those that are not, they don't. They might pretend to on the outward, but inside they're not. So now let's look at this. This is important because we're getting ready to read now in John. Now listen closely because it's going to knock your head off.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth.
This is Messiah. This is the night of Passover. You know, this is when he's getting ready to be taken that night. Okay, go ahead. The next day he's going to be crucified. Go ahead.
So yet a little while, and the world seeth no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also.
Pause. He's talking to us, okay? He says, the world doesn't see me. You see me, okay? Now listen, and I'm getting ready to go away, but I'm coming back. Keep going.
At that day,
listen.
Ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me,
mm-hmm.
and I in you.
This is deep.
He that hath my commandments,
listen,
and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
You see it? Keep going.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him.
Listen.
Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world?
Listen.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words.
Oh my God.
And my Father will love him.
Yes.
And he will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings.
Mm-hmm.
And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me.
Pause. All right, guys. Head exploding time. Yah is so, you serve the most awesome, the only. He is incredibly awesome. And he doesn't allow everybody to see certain things that he codes in here. He only gives it to certain people to see. And he's choosing to show this to you. All right? Pay close attention. Now you can grab hold of it or you can sweep it under the rug. It's up to you. Guess what? He says, those that have ears, let them hear. Everybody's going to hear it, but only those who he's allowed to have ears and eyes to see, let them hear it. What the Ruach is saying to you, the church, the body. Now go back to the beginning of that, what I asked you to read. Yeah, when he's, yes.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also.
Mm-hmm. Remember the scripture about a carnal mind? You know, there's the world, and keep reading.
At that day,
it's impossible for them to keep the commandments. It's not for you, because carnal is equal to the world. Absolutely. Just keep going.
At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father,
mm-hmm.
and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments,
mm-hmm.
keepeth them. He it is that loveth me.
Mm-hmm.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
Pause. Remember we talked about the test is loving. The test of love is keeping his commandment. Now watch what he says here.
And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
Mm-hmm.
Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?
Stop. Did you hear that? He said, how is it that you're going to manifest yourself to us and not the world? Oh my God, you are awesome. Out of all of the disciples to use to say those words, he used Judah. Did you not get that? Judah is the Yah praisers. Versus, and that's why he put in there, not Iscariot. Because Iscariot's name was Judah too. But he was the one of the synagogue of Satan. Oh my God, I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to express. Listen. Judah is the name where you get the name Jew. Judah means Yah praiser. Now, the guy says, about keeping my commandments. The Yah praiser says, how is it, Lord, that you're going to manifest yourself to us, the Yah praisers, and not to the world? Hence, Judas Iscariot. That's why it said, this is not Judas Iscariot, meaning this is not the fake Jew. I don't know. Is it? Are you grabbing it? Please read that part again. Judas. Not Iscariot. Did you see that? Because Judas Iscariot was, he said, the devil of the devil. You see, which hence the synagogue of Satan. That's why it said, this is Judas, not Iscariot. This is the real Yah praiser. These are the real Jews. Like he said in Revelation, I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews, but really are not. Hence, Judah versus Judah Iscariot. The real Yah praisers will keep the commandments of God. That's what that's telling you. You just read it for yourself. The real Yah praisers, the Judah, the real Jews, will keep God's commandments. He just said that. He's going to reveal himself to you versus the world. Makes sense? I hope I was able to express that. All right, because, you know, there's a lot more. And, of course, we're way over. I apologize, but I'm going to finish it all next week because it's not that much left. All right. So I hope you were able to glean something out of this. I hope you are kind of undeceived a little bit. telling you you're a Gentile. Oh, that's for the Jews. This is for us, the Gentiles. That's a lie. All righty. God's word is for his people, period. All right. There is no two separate things. No. This, like he said about Passover and all these other, those are your feasts. These are yours. These are not feasts for them or these other things. And we do Easter, you know, but they do Passover. That's error. That's wrong, guys. All right. That's it. Was there any questions before we dismiss?